Unit 13. Cyber Romance Leads to Cross-Cultural Marriage. Page 81, Exercise 2. Listen. Cover the story and look only at these pictures. Listen to the story two or three times.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA.
Picture 1.
Until recently, Figen Gencosmanoglu, 36, was living in Trabzon, a small town in Turkey. Dan Haig, 42, was in Philadelphia. Both were in the same boat, divorced and lonely.
2.
They met on the internet and started emailing each other. Figen told Dan all her secrets. He was so far away, he seemed unreal, she says. It was like talking to an advice column, but I knew we had a lot in common.
3.
Dan was soon emailing Figen 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. Before long, he wrote, "I'm coming to Turkey." He hadn't even seen a picture of her.
4.
Meanwhile, Figen got a photo of Dan in the mail. It took ages for her to open the envelope. She put it on her heart and repeated, "Oh God, please God." She was already madly in love with him and didn't want to be disappointed by the photo. She was not.
5.
A month later, Dan made the long and expensive trip to Trabzon, his first trip outside the U.S. He was nervous about the meeting. On the plane, his mother's words echoed in his head. "What are you doing? Are you nuts?" In Turkey, Figen was on edge, too. "Aren't there any American women for him?" her parents had said.
6.
But when Figen and Dan set eyes on each other, they knew it was the real thing.
7.
Dan researched Turkish marriage customs, and several months later went back to Turkey with his parents and formally asked for Figen's hand.
8.
When you meet on the internet, you begin as friends. You can really listen to the other person. You have time to think about their words and to read between the lines, says Figen, now living happily with Dan near Philadelphia.
Page 82, Exercise 4. Listen and complete. Close your book. Listen to the story again. When the tape pauses, try to complete the idiom.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. Until recently, Figen Gencosmanoglu, 36, was living in Trabzon, a small town in Turkey. Dan Haig, 42, was in Philadelphia. Both were in the same boat, divorced and lonely. They met on the internet and started emailing each other. Figen told Dan all her secrets. He was so far away, he seemed unreal, she says. It was like talking to an advice column, but I knew we had a lot in common. Dan was soon emailing Figen 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. Before long, he wrote, "I'm coming to Turkey." He hadn't even seen a picture of her. Meanwhile, Figen got a photo of Dan in the mail. It took ages for her to open the envelope. She put it on her heart and repeated, "Oh God, please God." She was already madly in love with him and didn't want to be disappointed by the photo. She was not. A month later, Dan made the long and expensive trip to Trabzon, his first trip outside the U.S. He was nervous about the meeting. On the plane, his mother's words echoed in his head, What are you doing? Are you nuts? In Turkey, Figen was on edge too. Aren't there any American women for him? Her parents had said. But when Figen and Dan set eyes on each other, they knew it was the real thing. Dan researched Turkish marriage customs and several months later went back to Turkey with his parents and formally asked for Figen's hand. When you meet on the internet, you begin as friends. You can really listen to the other person. You have time to think about their words and to read between the lines, says Figen, now living happily with Dan near Philadelphia.
Page 83, Exercise 8. Take a dictation. Listen and write the dictation in your notebook.
After they met on the internet, Figen and Dan realized they had a lot in common. Dan decided to make a trip to Turkey to meet Figen. He was on edge. Figen was nervous about the meeting, too. But when they set eyes on each other, they knew it was the real thing. Before long, Dan returned to Turkey to ask for Figen's hand.